We are few in number, but let's stand and pray. Do they have the prayer?
No.
Okay. All right.
Oración del campesino. Enséñame el sufrimiento de los demás desafortunados. Así conoceré el dolor de mi pueblo. Líbrame a orar por los demás, porque estás presente en cada persona. Ayúdame a tomar responsabilidad de mi propia vida. Solo así seré libre al fin. Concédeme valentía para servir al prójimo, porque en la entrega hay vida verdadera. Concédeme honradez y paciencia, porque estás para que yo pueda trabajar junto con otros. Que el canto y la celebración levanten el espíritu entre nosotros. Que el espíritu florezca y crezca, para que no nos cansemos entre la lucha. Nos acordamos de los que han caído por la justicia, porque a nosotros han entregado la vida. Ayúdanos a amar aún a los que nos odian. Así podemos cambiar el mundo.
Show me the suffering of the most miserable, so I will know my people's plight. Free me to pray for others, for you are present in every person. Please now help me take responsibility for my own life so that I can be free at last. Grant me courage to serve others, for in service there is true life. Give me honesty and patience so that I can work with other workers. Bring forth song and celebration so that the Spirit will be alive among us. Help the Spirit flourish and grow so that we will never tire of the struggle. Let us remember those who have died for justice, for they have given us life. Help us love even those who hate us so that we can change the world.
You can be seated. Thank you, Maria and Jim. May Day. Anybody have any introductions? The 1st of May is May Day. St. Joseph the Worker Day. Right. Worldwide Workers Day.
Here.
Right. Worldwide Work Day here. Any announcements? No announcements. No introductions. I'm sorry. Okay. And you want to read the minutes of the last meeting?
And after reading the child gate for 24, yeah, by Myron and Riley, first, a boycott report was given by Elsa regarding the various marches that Caesar was participating in Napa and Dolores in San Francisco, the mobilization march, and the tour of Caesar to Chicago in Wisconsin with Frank Ortiz, and then his week of Cinco de Mayo speeches and activities. And also, mentioned Dolores' schedule and the March in Gonzales Sunday. Oscar Mondragon was here and also gave a boycott report on his work with Caesar in Los Angeles for Cinco de Mayo, for which 12 events have been scheduled. Then Paul Chavez gave a crops report.
Why not?
You and my notes, folks. You did? That the De Mayo City Council is going to vote on the great boycott.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right on in.
Schneider gave a legal report about a situation in Colinda with the question varying, a small company of 300 workers being evicted, the company claiming bankruptcy. In Pudge, announced a deadline for getting the leads down around your homeless prayers, and suggested that children might leave the fire alarms alone.
Delicately worded.
Said we used bodily harm.
Chris Hartman, the marketing report, basically, I mean, how well the fundraising letter is doing, continues to do the Maggio letter in response to that, which has been outstanding. Then kind of John Stephen announced the work day in the mail that Saturday. Chris also gave a 25th anniversary update. Did you do that at Chris Schneider? I just said Chris.
I don't remember. Probably me.
Nobody's ever known that.
People mix us up all the time.
It was the tolerance.
Older.
Get me.
Sean has another discussion on the fundraising for ACO. Chris agreed to raise money for a workout
plan. Chris Hartmeyer, I've been here. All right. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes as read? Moved. Seconded? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Ann is looking for a replacement as a secretary. In case there are any volunteers, please let me know.
That's not Chris's idea, that was my idea.
Yeah. Didn't I say Ann is looking for a replacement? It was her idea. Ann is looking for a replacement as secretary. She feels that 6 months of labor is sufficient. So if there's anyone who's interested, please let me know. Okay. Do we have a boycott report?
Oh, yeah.
Juanita, you going to come up here?
Yeah.
Good.
Hi, everybody else is watching kids, so I'm going to give the boycott report. I'm going to give you kind of a sum of what they did in New York, okay? Because this is the thank you letter that New York's sending out to the people. Okay, it says, in total, the following campuses were visited. SUNY Albany, Nassau, I think that's how you pronounce it, Community College, Villanova University, Princeton University, Rutgers University, and Columbia University. Also, several hundred people attended an event sponsored by the Hofstra University Institute of Applied Social Sciences. And labor leaders in Albany and New York City and New Jersey voiced their commitment to the goals of the boycott and pledged financial assistance to the campaign. And each of the university events produced good media coverage. Over 3,000 people were in attendance, signed pledge cards, and volunteered to set up great boycott support committees. And over $25,000 was raised to help finance our direct mail campaign to AAP customers and recruit additional boycott staff.
All right.
And they're also doing real good over there, the New Yorkers. They're getting inside of like a lot of national magazines. Like, this is the Steelworkers publication. It's a national magazine, and there we are.
What are we doing?
And this is the Healthcare Workers publication, and there we are. It won't wash. And this isn't a national magazine, but it goes out to New Jersey, and it's the AFL-CIO News. And there's Sam and Artie, right there in the middle. Oh, and Artie, wait. Artie wants to thank us all for the card that we all signed and that I made. And he said, thank you very much, and it was such an inspiration, and they were so happy that they got it. And thank you, everybody. And that's all.
Good report, Juanita. All right. Anything else on the boycott that someone has picked up here or there? Ken.
I think Artie said, too, that the public health school at Columbia University is a first in coming out of the pesticides for the boycott.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else on the boycott? Anthony, you have a report? No other. Okay, what about crops? No, Ben? Crops, anything to report from crops? Anything to report from Egg City? Anything to report from Cuesta Verde?
Yeah, we get an update on that.
Okay.
Go for it, Chris.
Is this a legal report?
Probably assistant Chris.
I don't know if this is legal or crops, but crops did more than legal this week on it. You may recall, last week we reported that the deadline for the Cuesta Verde people to get out of their houses was today. We noticed a motion in front of the judge, our good friendly judge who doesn't like First Amendment rights for farm workers. We were going to go in on Thursday to ask for a stay of the evictions, and I wasn't going to be able to do it, so Marcos got all dressed up, ready to go do his first motion in front of a judge, and evidently the company found out Marcos was going, because at 8:30 in the morning they called and said they would agree to a one-week extension before any evictions begin. So they folded their hands before we even got to get to court, which was good, because I'm certain in front of the judge we wouldn't have gotten anything and people would have been evicted this morning.
Even with Marcos there.
Especially since people had continued picketing after what the judge had said. We made a counter offer. Last week I reported that they had offered some money for the people to leave. We made a counter offer on Monday, which realistically I had expected that they said that they would consider for maybe 5 or 10 minutes before rejecting, but they didn't get around to giving us a counter to our counter until this morning. Last week they were at $450 per family. As of this morning, they're offering $1,000 per family and $250 for all the single workers. But the catch is no money until the people leave the houses, which then people need the money in hand to go out and rent another house. So it's, you know, it looks like movement, but in reality it's not quite there. So Saul has some plans to increase the pressure starting Monday. We're going to have some people calling into the Bank of America. Also, the Newspaper Guild, it seems like they called Saul just yesterday. They're starting a boycott of the Fresno Bee, and they wanted some training from the UFW on how to do effective informational picket lines. So they're going to all be trained in front of the Bank of America next week. So that's what's happening. And after we've had those people out there picketing and the calls going in for a few hours, we'll call and give them our counter proposal.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Anything else from crops or legal?
Yeah.
Ned?
On Wednesday, actually, Tuesday, Joe and I went down to do an arbitration for Ben and David Serena and Coachella, involving Coachella Valley Citrus. They had instituted a new procedure, which was picking the lemons for the juice market rather than the fresh market, which required a lot more work. It required stripping the trees, and by that time the fruits either were way on the top or way underneath, and they had to use ladders. And the workers' wages went from an average of about $18 an hour down to about $3, $4, sometimes $8 or $9 an hour, depending on the quality of the orchard. And the company was paying $10 per bin, which is about half a ton of citrus. And the arbitration was to decide what would be a just or equitable amount of money rather than the $10 that the company was offering. We were shooting for $12 a bin, and we went through the entire arbitration, which took till 5 o'clock that afternoon. And at the end of the arbitration, the arbitrator called, dismissed everybody that was there except for myself and Joe and the company attorney, and basically told the company that they had better set their sights on something sufficiently more than $10. and that they should do it now rather than making him write his decision. And we met with the workers. The workers would be willing to take a $1.25 increase, which would bring up to $11.25 a bin. And we were able to iron out the agreement with the company to $11.50, which is a $1.50 increase retroactive, which brings the award to $37,000 in back pay, which will go to, I guess, about 100 workers.
Anything else from crops or legal? Okay. Other departments. Other department reports. Pudge.
Okay, I got two. First, I want to thank everybody for being so... I want to thank everybody for being so cooperative with the weeds. I think it's just a couple people that haven't gotten around to it. I've got, you know, the fire department's really antsy. Particularly, where's Jimmy? You and Javier have got a citation for your houses already. So please, let's get it cut. But I want to thank you all for helping out so well. The other thing is, in the health group now, okay? I haven't started it yet, but I have a lot of good information on AIDS here. In Espanoli and English. And I have more in the clinic, and I really would like, you, if you're interested, to take one and read it. And then, I'd like to do a seminar for those who are interested in it. It's a very, very scary disease, as you know. It incubates 5 to 7 years. So, it would do everybody, just to know about it, would be very, very helpful. And I've got a lot more information in the clinic that I'm really saving for the seminar, but I want you to just take it and see what everything you don't know that's in here and read it. I have a special seminar and special literature for teenagers that I thought we could do separately at another time that I think you should know about too. And so I'll give these out if you want them. And take it and read it, and then if you're interested, please. I am more than happy to do this, but I'm not willing to do it if nobody wants to do it. But please read it, because it affects all ages, and it's not just a gay disease. It's right across the board. Okay? So who's interested in Spanish literature? Are you?
Teenagers, alert. There's a special form of AIDS just for teenagers.
How about English? Come on, guys. No, I'm going to get you. I have special, a different one.
It has drawings.
Not too many words.
It's a colorful.
No. Looks like it. Over here, over here.
Thank you.
Are you done? Good. Any other department reports? Department reports. 25th anniversary report.
I just wanted to remind a memo went out. If you guys haven't got it already, you guys will be getting one. And,
hyperventilating.
I'm gonna need a report from everybody as when you're.
You're gonna need a respirator.
And I'm gonna need a report. The report. The.
Doesn't feel like you've had a call. Come on, that right out.
The memo also talks about a work day the following Sunday. I hope everybody will be able to attend. We will provide housing for anybody that wants to stay in Delano that night, and we will have breakfast that morning for everybody. So
that's the next day.
That's Sunday morning. Sunday morning. And we got a call from Stroh's today, and the $60,000 check is in the mail. So we're getting it. She's sending it express.
It's in the mail.
So, it's in the mail. That's what she's saying.
Why don't you report on what she found out about the Delano motels?
I was calling around because we're looking for places to stay. I called the only two places in Delano there is to call. And they're booked already. And I kind of, the first time I called, they said, I can't tell you right now how many rooms we have available because we're trying to take a count. I said, well, how many rooms do you have? They said 52. And then I called her back in an hour, and she said that they only had 7 rooms left. And I said, well, who's calling? What's going on? I act like I didn't know what was going on. And she said that, oh, the farm workers, Chavez, is having a big party. I said, well, where are all these calls coming in from? She said, San Francisco, Los Angeles, everywhere. So it's not just, I mean, it sounds like our friends are all coming. The calls have been coming in for months, she said. I called the other place, and she was basically booked also. She wants her money up front because she says she's getting calls from San Francisco, Los Angeles. The same story. So it sounds like they're coming.
Great. So we're not going to be the only ones there.
Barbara.
I got a call today from a guy in Madison, Wisconsin, who wanted information about DiMaggio, but he does a support committee. He says, about half the support committee is coming for the. So it's not just a state. I mean, there's people coming from out of state.
Wow. You know?
What the? I can't remember.
Well, we got all the invitations out there now to the hospitals, the donor list, our special friends, the names that you folks have given us, former staff, VIPs, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we're starting to get more returns back, and next week it'll really start coming in. But if you know of someone who wants to come, tell them, you know, to please send in their card and send us the money for the tickets. And when we get the money for the tickets, then we're going to send a package out to the people with a letter and a map how to get to the 40 acres, a list of motels in the Delano, Bakersfield, McFarland area so that they can make their own reservations. And anyway, basically we have a, for anybody who agrees to be a sponsor or who orders tickets, we have an informational packet to go back to them, including their tickets. So it's, tell people to, you know, send their cards back in or send us a letter with the check to order the tickets, and then we'll take care of it from there. Otherwise, we'll just get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people coming that day, buying tickets that day, which is going to be a tough task or challenge for the people who are parking and who are taking tickets and then also selling tickets at the same time. So the more people who have their tickets ahead of time, the better off we're going to be. And anything else on the 25th anniversary? Any other department reports? Jim, do you want to report on last weekend on ETG? Sure.
Well, I guess last week at the meeting you heard that we were going to some events in the Bay Area, and it's true, a lot of us went up there. We basically hit 3 major events and several minor events. They were, the events were the march in Napa where Caesar spoke, and Tony went there, and I don't know how many people were there, but I know how much money we made. We took in $400 there, which is good. And then we also went to the march in San Francisco, and Dolores spoke, and there were thousands of people there. And we took in $400 there, which is not that great, but basically there were over 200 people selling at that event, so there was a lot of competition. And I think next year we're going to take more people with us and set up different tables and cover the area better. And then on Sunday, we went to the march in Gonzales, and people there were real glad to see us. They said it's been a long time since we've seen ETG tables at our events, and it was really colorful. There were a lot of flags and people wearing T-shirts, and it was a real good event. And we sold another $400 there. So basically in 3 days, we took in $1,300 in sales, and we covered a pretty large area. So I was... And it's true. On Friday night, there was another event. That was one of the minor events. We went to the School of Public Health at the University of California at Berkeley. Dolores Huerta was keynote speaker for the opening of the conference, and we descended on the place. There were lots of us. And it was real... There weren't that many people there, but we sold over $100 worth of stuff in about an hour, which was nice, and people were real glad to see us. And I think schools of public health is a real important place for us to go. I think you were talking about that one in New York, Columbia. Columbia University. So the School of Public Health at UC Berkeley was also real supportive.
And this coming week, Jim, what's happening?
This coming week, Cinco de Mayo, there's 12 events in Los Angeles. There's I don't know how many in San Francisco, and we're basically just making T-shirts like crazy and sending them to Los Angeles and San Francisco and Fresno. And we'll see what happens. I expect it's going to be real busy, and I think we'll do real well. So.
Thanks, Jim.
They're real busy making the stuff for all these events coming up for Cinco de Mayo. And on Wednesday, I took Tony away and sent him down to Delano to work on the 40 acres. And Jim wasn't around to protest, so... When he came back the next day, Jim was about as upset as Jim probably gets, at least visibly so, because I took his staff away from him for a day. I won't do it again, I promise. Okay, any other department reports? We have an Egg City report from Dean, which we missed.
What's that? Dean, no, I thought it might have already been made one time, but it's a little over a week ago now. I don't know, in some of the reports we've talked about different companies that have been helping Egg City out to stay in business, and one of the major kind of supporters of Egg City has been a company called Hidden Villa Ranch, which is the largest egg distributor in the state, in the whole West Coast, and probably one of the largest in the country. And Ned and I were doing the arbitration down in Los Angeles regarding this particular company. Well, about a month ago or so, my girlfriend, I don't know if you know her, Patty Burns, she lives at the Catholic Worker in Los Angeles. And she told me about this guy that just gave them a $10,000 contribution, which is the largest contribution they've ever gotten, and really would be their food budget for about well over a year. And I says, who was it? And she said, some egg guy from Orange County. And I said, what's his name? And she told me this, Hidden Villa Ranch. Well, when I told her, it was the same guy that's been suing us and helping out Egg City all over the place. And she mentioned it to the rest of the community, and they decided they couldn't keep the money. So they called him, told him they wanted to meet with him, and last Friday they met with the guy and they told him they didn't want his money because of the fact he was suing the farm workers and he'd been supporting Egg City, and they'd been, you know, they told him, you know, we'd supported the boycott of Egg City and we'd support the farm workers, and, you know, he would go in and say, you know, he made up all these arguments, and they'd just come back to saying, well, you know, we have to decide who we're going to support, workers or management, and we're worker-oriented, and so therefore you can keep your money, and they gave him back his money. He's quite upset. He was supposed to come and talk to them, but he never showed up. There was supposed to be a group meeting with him and the rest of the community, and some of you may know Catherine Morris. She was all excited. She was ready for the fight with this guy, but he chose the better one and didn't show up. So they did turn the money down, and I think, you know, it was a pretty big deal for them because, like I said, it would have been their food budget for well over a year.
All right.
The guy is like a hotshot Catholic, right?
Yeah, he